You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
It's today's Most Interesting Thing in Tech from Nicholas Thompson, Editor-in-Chief of Wired.
The most interesting thing in tech? A devastating hack by Russia on the U.S. government and a lot of U.S. companies. It comes through an infrastructure company called SolarWinds. SolarWinds is one of those many companies that companies hire to watch and manage their networks. And there were apparently some problems. One security consultant has said that you're able to get into SolarWinds by typing in the password SolarWinds123. Who knows if that was the actual access point that the Russian hackers, the Russian government hackers used. But regardless, they got into SolarWinds. And then they were able to manipulate the software so that 18,000 clients of SolarWinds who are using this company and trusting this company then used their manipulated software, which then allowed the Russian hackers to access network passwords and travel throughout those companies' infrastructures. It's a disaster. A couple things that are important about this. Number one, just because we have found it does not mean we have stopped it. The hackers are now inside of all these networks, and they're presumably hiding their tricks. So who knows exactly how much damage has been done and how much damage will be done. So just because we found it doesn't mean it's over. Two, it shows that Russia is very aggressively still hacking. There was not a lot of noise around the last election, but clearly they've been up to a lot. Three, it reminds us that one of the hardest problems in security is who watches the watchers. If you work at a company, you probably employ a bunch of outside firms to monitor your network, look for intrusions, make sure no one's gotten in, and you kind of have to trust those companies. You trust those companies, you trust that their systems haven't been hacked, and if their systems have been hacked, you're in a lot of trouble. So then it leads to the next point, which is one of the most important things in cybersecurity is starting with the premise that you've been hacked. And making sure that your sensitive data is encrypted and available in as few places as possible. So work on the assumption that somebody has gotten in to the network. They've gotten in some way and limited the damage they can do. So ultimately, when we look at the SolarWinds hack and we determine how much damage has been done to the United States and to United States companies, a lot of it will depend on how much of that philosophy has been followed. Because through SolarWinds, the hackers were able to get in. And the question is, once you're inside the castle, how many of the doors on the inside are locked? When you get through the doors that are locked, how many of the papers on the table are encrypted? How many of them disappear when touched by the wrong person? There's a lot of network security beyond building the walls and building the moats. And let's hope a lot of that was done in the 18,000 companies that we're using SolarWinds. All right, that's the most interesting thing in tech. See you tomorrow.
Get more great stories from Wired in our daily newsletter. Sign up at wired.com/daily.